Well, it's that time again. Persiflage podcast number 3. Hope you enjoyed the new theme music. Spent many, many hours interviewing musicians and setting up studio. No, we didn't actually. We downloaded it off the internet, which is something that you could also do or possibly have done. How would I know? Anyway, number 3, dating back from either April the 5th or May the 4th. Can't really tell from what's written on here. So here we go. Persiflage number 3. With the date controversy as mentioned earlier. The first piece is World Domination, Plans For. In the immortal words of Tears for Fears, you remember them, 80s band, high foreheads, everybody wants to rule the world. But how many of us are actually doing something about it? Most of us are just too busy with the daily business of keeping body and soul together to expend the energy necessary for subjugating the planet to our will. It is, as most things are, largely a question of priorities. If world domination is really important to you, you're going to have to make time. This is easier than it sounds. Although few people seem to know how, the recipe is actually fairly simple. Time is, as we all know, comprised in the main of days, hours, minutes, seconds, and such like. Some prefer to think in terms of moments, jots, and blocks, but this is distinctly unscientific and contrary to our purposes here. Let us begin with the second. This can be counted by means of a slow speaking aloud of the number 1,000, or the more popular phrase, one Mississippi. The river, not the state, as time flows and is not static. The first step is to collect these in groups of 60, which we call a minute. See, that was easy. Now, a minute may not seem like much, but what we have here is the basic building block of the hour. And once you have 60 of these, again the same number, isn't that weird? It's almost magical. You then have an hour, and anyone you ask will tell you that an hour is something. Allotting an hour a day towards your plans for world domination may not seem like much, but it will probably be sufficient to start. Charts and graphs, those essentials of any great scheme, can easily be assembled in that time. But what you really need first is a timetable. Set yourself a manageable goal for the first week. I would suggest that you begin with subjecting the immediate members of your own household to the vagaries of your powerful will. Pets and/or children are a good place to start. For one thing, the outlay for bribes, should these become necessary, tends to be smaller than when one is dealing with the appetites of full-grown humans. Quite often it is an easy matter to bend pets to your will. Obviously, this is easier to accomplish with dogs than cats, having generally fairly well-formed plans of their own. You didn't really think they spend all their time sleeping and licking themselves. If you live with a dog, a stuffed one will suffice, begin by convincing him or her of your overwhelming mastery of all things human and a number of things doggy. Showing up your pet at a game of fetch, an easy thing to do with a stuffed dog, will go a long way towards accomplishing this. Once you have convinced your hairy companion of your obvious superiority, you can assign it various small tasks that will move you closer to your ultimate goal. Seizing control of all radio and television communications, I have found, makes a good beginning. You'd be surprised at how quickly dogs, especially stuffed ones, take to this kind of work. With this done, you are well on your way. See how easy it is? And there's no reason you can't start today, if only you'd stop wasting your precious time listening to things like this. Hubris. Well, there were some good tips in there, I thought. I might even give it a whirl myself, as the kids say. Anyway, the second piece is a poem. And it is entitled An Odoriferous Ode. And it's by the poet Sally Kind. Oh, you, with your love of masculine toiletries, don't you realize nothing can mask the feral scent of your unctuous personality? Ha! I like that one. Next, there follows a short story entitled A Cautionary Tale. A little while ago, in a land not very far from here, there lived a badger by the name of Gustav. Gustav was a solitary badger who shunned the company of all others, badgers or otherwise, and spent an inordinate amount of time doing those really easy crosswords and carving large pieces of driftwood into smaller pieces of driftwood. He was not at all unhappy. One day, a Wednesday, a marmoset appeared at Gustav's door. This was a magical marmoset, and he promised to grant Gustav his most fervent wish if only he would remove a thorn from his paw, the marmoset's. Gustav removed the aforementioned thorn from the aforementioned paw, and the aforementioned marmoset scampered off without granting Gustav his wish. Gustav was furious, and for weeks after, spent all his time grumbling about ingrate marmosets in general and magical ones in particular. He was too angry to either whittle or work on his crosswords. One day, this time a Tuesday, another entirely different marmoset by the name of Kowalski showed up at Gustav's with a proposal for the badger to get involved in the financing end of a new mall that was being constructed in the area. Gustav, always on the lookout for a good investment, listened intently to all that the marmoset had to say and then threw him out on his ear. The marmosets. About a week later, on a Thursday, a third and completely unrelated marmoset showed up at Gustav's. This one, who was remarkably tall for a marmoset, was selling Girl Guide cookies, which you must admit is a pretty unusual thing for a marmoset to be selling. Gustav bought a box. They were delicious. We end, as per usual, with quotations. There's two this week, and they are entitled Quotations for Your Edification. Well, we'll see about that. Here goes. The tiresome believe they are serious because they lack humor. Anton Ku. Stupidity is an elemental force for which no earthquake is a match. Karl Kraus. Well, that's it for Persiflage number 3. Persiflage number 4 will appear on the website, persiflagepress.com, in about a week from the time that this is posted. I have no idea when you'll listen to this one, so maybe it's already up. Maybe it's been up for months. Anyway, goodbye.